True fulfillment resides within oneself. It's common to see many ultra-successful individuals unable to find happiness in life. But why does this happen? The short answer is that compromising your true self for work success might work temporarily. However, as illustrated by an Indian tale, it doesn't lead to lasting happiness. Once, a pheasant complained to a bull that its wings were too weak to reach the top of a tree and enjoy the view. The bull suggested that the pheasant eat a small amount of dung every day. This would make it stronger over time, allowing the pheasant to eventually reach the highest branches. The pheasant listened to the bull and found success. It grew stronger and eventually flew up, landing on a tree branch. Soon after, a farmer passed by. Spotting the plump pheasant in the tree, he shot it down and cooked it for dinner. Just like with anything, being dishonest can only get you so far. To truly achieve fulfillment, it's important to pay attention to how you feel inside yourself. Many people focus too much on the outside world, believing that's where all their emotions and experiences, whether positive or negative, are located. This is only a trick. For example, when you're reading a book, where is the physical book you're looking at? Most people think things are outside of them, but when you read, light hits the pages, enters your eyes, and forms images on your retina. The book is perceived inside your mind, just like everything else in the world, it becomes a part of you. Control your emotions and perceptions. Your emotions and perceptions are created by you, so you can control how you experience life. Ever noticed how sometimes hugs make you feel loved, and other times, they annoy you? This shows how feelings are self-made. It's not just objects like books or food that are inside your mind, but also how you feel. If someone yells at you, you might feel anger or fear, but these reactions are automatic, and you can learn to control them. Many people rely on alcohol or drugs to feel good, but scientist Raphael Mekulam discovered that our body can naturally produce a bliss molecule called anandamide, which works like marijuana but without the side effects. To make it happen, all you need to do is exercise or be in a state of focus. Yogis take it even further, using concentration and willpower to trigger this chemical in their bodies. You'll soon learn how to control your own life experiences in this way. Choose conscious responses over compulsive reactions to life events. After a tough breakup, it's natural to keep thinking about what happened. Many of us replay such painful moments in our minds for months or even years. Some people continuously replay experiences where they were betrayed by a partner. This habit of reliving painful memories can lead them to strongly identify with these situations. Eventually, they may find it hard to trust a new romantic partner. A more mindful way to handle life events, past or present, is by reflecting on them and learning from them. This approach helps personal growth through adversity. A woman, who was a child in Austria during World War II, experienced Nazi soldiers entering her family's home. They took her and her brother away from their parents and brought them to the train station. While they were waiting for the train, her brother was playing with some other boys from the group. When they got on the train, she noticed that he wasn't wearing his shoes anymore. The impact of words. The girl scolded her brother and called him foolish. Shortly after, they were separated, and she never saw him again. Later, she discovered he had died in a concentration camp. Instead of letting her grief and anger consume her, she decided to grow from it. She made a conscious effort to avoid saying things she might regret later. Understanding that each conversation could be her last with someone, she took this lesson to heart. Deciding to move on changed how she saw things. It led to a more satisfying life. Many people dwell on old grudges and painful memories, but this only holds us back. By being aware of how you react, you can break free from this cycle and choose a new path. Now that you've learned how to consciously respond to life's challenges, the next important concept to understand is responsibility. Responsibility expands freedom, despite common beliefs. When you think about responsibility, you probably don't imagine buying a small bus, traveling around the world, and leaving your family behind. Surprisingly, making such a choice could be the most responsible decision you ever make. Being responsible may seem illogical to some, but it actually gives you freedom. Responsibility means you can step back, think about your choices, and decide how to handle a situation. Planning a trip around the world involves making responsible decisions. Instead of deciding impulsively, it's important to consider your options carefully. You can choose not to go at all, go alone, or bring your family along. Recognizing these choices and thinking about them thoughtfully increases your responsibility rather than reducing it. Responsibility isn't what you initially thought. It doesn't always mean you have to take action. Being responsible gives you the freedom to act, but whether you do so is your choice. Deal with overwhelming news. Many people feel overwhelmed by the amount of tragic events in the news, like wars and famines. They feel responsible for taking action, but trying to solve every global problem is impossible. Instead, they can choose to respond thoughtfully to what they can manage. Consider if you can genuinely help with a hurricane on the other side of the world. Do you have the resources, skills, motivation, or flexibility to step away from your daily duties without letting others down? If you conclude that you can't assist, you've made a conscious decision, which is better than ignoring the situation altogether. Enlightenment needs body, mind, emotion, and energy alignment. Cooperation is crucial, whether among teammates or within your own body. For everything to function properly, all parts must work together seamlessly. To achieve enlightenment, it's essential to harmonize your body, mind, emotions, and energy. This idea is well illustrated in another traditional tale from India. Four yogis walked through the forest, each believing his yoga method was the best. One focused on physical yoga, another on mental yoga, the third on prayer, and the fourth on chakras, the body's energy centers. Out of nowhere, rain started pouring down, forcing all the yogis to seek shelter in an old temple. The temple had no walls, just a roof held up by pillars with a statue of a deity in the middle. As the storm got worse, rain began to blow into the temple. The yogis gathered closely around the deity, finally hugging it together. God appears due to their collaboration. God suddenly appeared to them, surprising them. They wondered why he showed up now after a lifetime of work and prayer. God chuckled and explained it was because the four of them had finally teamed up. To achieve enlightenment, individuals need unity. Yoga helps by integrating body, mind, emotions, and energy. Yogic philosophy teaches that when your body is physically balanced but your mind craves food or sex, it quickly loses its balance. The same applies to your emotions and energy levels. To find true balance, you should practice meditation, physical yoga, prayer, and exercises that influence your energy centers. You are interconnected with the earth and the universe's powerful forces. Many people see the earth as dirty, so they strive to keep everything clean and sterile. But what about our own bodies? Are they as filthy? The human body is essentially composed of nutrients absorbed from food eaten during our development in the womb. This food originates from the earth and eventually returns to it, making our bodies a part of the earth itself. Our bodies are part of the earth, and we are closely connected to it. Any changes to the earth or the environment affect us directly. The earth and all people are part of the universe. This means that events like stars moving, the sun rising and the moon changing shape affect us. In India, a man named Chikagauta, who was partially deaf, struggled to find employment. As a result, he ended up working on the farm. Chikagauta went to the fields early in the morning with his plow. When asked why, he said it would rain that day. True enough, it started pouring soon after. It may sound surprising, but people living in the countryside often notice that they can feel weather changes in their bodies. They believe that it's possible to train ourselves to become more aware of these shifts. Intellect limits full life experience. Today, many people trust science, but it also has its limits. Our human intellect can sometimes stop us from fully experiencing life. An ancient tale from Greece illustrates this idea perfectly. Aristotle strolled along the beach, absorbed in his thoughts, oblivious to the beautiful sunset. Suddenly, he noticed a man using a small spoon to dig a hole in the sand. Curious, Aristotle asked what the man was doing. The man replied that he was digging a hole to empty the entire ocean. Aristotle chuckled and questioned, "How can you fit the entire ocean into this small hole?" The philosopher Heraclitus, disguised as a man, once responded with a humorous twist. He pointed out how people laughed at him for trying to fit the ocean into a small hole. Then he turned the tables, saying those same people were arrogant to think they could squeeze all the secrets of the universe into their tiny brains. He asked them, "So, who's crazier? Recognize our insignificance in the universe. To truly understand life, we must first acknowledge how small we are compared to the vast universe. Moreover, we should realize that our thoughts are even less significant. Our intelligence can sometimes deceive us into thinking we can fully understand life. However, that's not the case. Our thoughts can distract us from the vastness of the universe, its planets, and the delicate balance of the cosmos. The universe operates mysteriously, far beyond our comprehension. To truly experience life, we must let go of our constant thinking and accept that reality is much larger than ourselves. Some places hold strong spiritual energy, igniting spiritual journeys. Many people find spiritual teachings complex and hard to grasp. Even those who are serious about spirituality often struggle to know where to start. Travel offers a starting point. Many places on earth are known for their spiritual energy. Yogis and mystics were frustrated that people didn't pay enough attention to their knowledge. So, before they died, they stored their spiritual knowledge and energy in remote but accessible places, like high mountaintops. Mount Kailash in Tibet houses a vast collection of spiritual texts and is revered by many Eastern cultures. Hindus and Buddhists believe it to be the dwelling place of their deities. Located in the Himalayas, Kedarnath is a small temple devoted to the deity Shiva. It is known as a holy site for religious worship. Certain locations hold mystical energy that can bring enlightenment and healing. Visiting these sites offers a path to discover wisdom and tap into powerful energy sources around the world. Health issues lead author to pilgrimage. In 2007, the author went on a journey to Mount Kailash because his health had been getting worse for years. Doctors couldn't figure out what was wrong, but it seemed like he had a mix of malaria, typhoid, and cancer. Upon reaching Kailash, the writer started to connect his energy with the mountain's energy. He quickly began to feel better. Key points. 1. True fulfillment comes from within, not external success. 2. Our perceptions and emotions are created within us. 3. Respond consciously to life events instead of reacting impulsively. 4. Responsibility expands freedom, offering more choices. 5. Enlightenment requires harmony of body, mind, emotions, and energy. 6. We are interconnected with the earth and the universe. 7. Spiritual journeys often begin at places with strong spiritual energy.